message is from Family Worship Center. This message will not only build your life, but will make you experience the transforming love of God. Open up your heart and be blessed.
Hallelujah! Did you come with your Bible this morning? I just want to see it. By the way, if you are in a hurry and you forgot your Bible at home, just ask the ushers. We have Bibles in church. Let me see your Bible. Just wave it. I can tell you right now, the devil is angry. Wave it. Now, you know, we may be crying and fussing about Nigeria, and which we should, but you know, it's not that bad. We can hold a fat Bible. Come out of your house and come to church. You are not hiding your Bible. Let's give God praise. The privilege and the freedom to hold our Bible, and God will make all things right in Jesus' name. Say, this is my Bible. I came with it because I believe in it. This morning, Pastor Wilson is anointed to teach from the pages of this Bible. My ears are anointed. My heart is anointed to receive and be fruitful from it. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Psalms 23. John 10, 10. Romans 1, 16. Psalms 23, verse 1. John 10, 10. I'll read Romans in the New King James Version. John 10, 10 in the New King James Version. But this morning, you will indulge me to read the Psalms 23 from the Amplified Version. If you are there, say, I am there. Beginning from Romans 1, 16. Here begins the reading of God's word. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Say, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Doesn't matter my state. Doesn't matter where I find myself. I will never be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. You didn't say it boldly. Say, I will never be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Praise the Lord. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God to salvation for everyone. Everyone who believes. For the Jews first, and also for the Greek. For everyone who believes. The gospel of Christ is power for any human being that believes. For in it, in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Somebody say, I am the just. I am determined to live by faith. Psalms 23 Amplified, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, to feed, nourish, provide, guide, lead, conduct, attend, direct, and shield, and guide, and defend, and protect me. I shall not lack. He makes me lie down in fresh, tender, green pastures. He leads me beside the still and restful waters. He refreshes and restores my life, myself. He leads me in the paths of righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with him, not for my earning it, but for his name's sake. Somebody say, thank God. Not for my earning it, but for his name's sake. Yes, though I walk through the deep, sunless valley of the shadow of death, and somebody is in that place right now, looks like you are in a valley, and on top of that is deep and dark. But he says, I am with you. I will fear or dread no evil, for you are with me. No wonder he's called Emmanuel, God with us. Your rod to protect and your staff to guide. They comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My brimming cup runs over. Surely, or only goodness, mercy, and unfailing love shall follow me. How many days? All the days of my life. How many days? All the days of my life. How many days? All the days of my life. Before the tribunal, all the days of my life. After the tribunal, all the days of my life. Before elections, all the days of my life. After elections, all the days of my life. Before democracy, all the days of my life. After democracy, all the days of my life. The Lord is my shepherd. Not PDP is my shepherd. Not APC is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Somebody shout, the Lord is my shepherd. All the days of my life. January, all the days of my life. June, all the days of my life. The block ember months, all the days of my life. And through the length of my days, the house of the Lord and his presence shall be my dwelling place. Somebody clap unto the Lord. I guess if we go home now, we are fine. John 10:10. I'll read to verse 14 and jump to 27. I'm back to the New King James. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not a shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he's a hireling and does not care about the sheep. Repeating, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep. He knows my name. I know my sheep. I know my sheep. I know how they woke up this morning. I know what is on their heart. I know their fears. I know their concerns. I know their needs. And I am known by my own. 27. My sheep hear my voice. And I know them. And I follow, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life. And they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone. Neither shall anyone or any circumstance snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. Father, we give you praise. This morning I ask that in the brevity of time that we have, you take your word, break it as bread, and feed us until we hunger no more. We bind the forces of destruction. We declare that our hearts are open. We receive this word so that we can live here and be who you have called us to be and do what you have called us to do. We give you praise. We give you honor. And all the glorious children of God in the house says, amen. We are coming back to our series, The Just Shall Live by Faith. And today we are talking about the Lord is my shepherd. I began by saying that we should never be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Don't you ever allow your state, your circumstances, the situation around you, who you are with, the people you are among, to make you to become ashamed of the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ is the biggest and the greatest and the highest gift that anyone can have. So never be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is our power unto salvation, if only we believe. I also said that the Lord is our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. You notice I said the Lord is our shepherd, and I quickly turned around and said, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord has to be my personal shepherd. I don't know about you, but the Lord is my shepherd. Tell your neighbor, I don't know about you, but the Lord is my personal shepherd. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Anytime you see shepherd in the Bible, it's taken from the Greek word poimen, which means pastor. The Lord is my pastor. The Lord is my pastor. The Lord is my headsman. The Lord is my caretaker. Now, the writer of this psalm is David. This is the most popular psalm. But because we are used to it, we have not sat down to look at it carefully and see what is happening here. The person who was inspired by the Holy Spirit, who wrote this psalm, is King David, who was one of the most effective and greatly achieved shepherd himself. You remember how he shepherded his father's flock. The bear came, he tore the bear. The lion came, he tore the lion. None of his father's sheep committed to him was missing. But when he was writing this, he was not writing from the perspective of a shepherd. He was writing from the perspective of a sheep. Because he weighed himself as a good shepherd over his father's sheep and weighed how God has shepherded him as a person and realized that the Lord is a better shepherd. Way before Jesus came and said, I am the good shepherd. Are you still following me? We are going somewhere. And so you go into the Bible, over 200 times, God refers to us as sheep. Over 200 times. This morning, I don't want you to be angry with me. But I want you to know that there are many reasons why God calls us sheep and why he thinks we should accept to be sheep. Sheep are stupid. Have you ever sat down and said, why did I do that? Why did I say that? We are stupid. We have degree in stupidity. Why? The Bible says that is why he knows our frame. Sheep are dirty. We can wear suit, wear tie, spray perfume, claiming to be anointed. But the person that offended you just passed, and you just wish that the trailer will smash them. Dirty thoughts. Thief, sheep are dirty. Sheep are defenseless. What God gave to other animals to defend themselves, he didn't give one to sheep. No claws, nothing. Some animals can change colors. Some animals can release certain dangerous things that will make people run away. Sheep doesn't have one of them. Doesn't have capacity to clean itself. The sweat gland is dead. So a sheep can accumulate debt over years to where maggots can form in the force. That is how we can accumulate bitterness and everything. And so God looks at us and says, for you to get to your destination, in my hand, you must become a sheep. No sheep can make it without a shepherd. And so the person who wrote this under the inspiration of God knows what he's saying. And so with that in mind, the major work, the major responsibility of a shepherd is direction. The shepherd leads, the shepherd protects, and the shepherd provides. Those are the major functions. And so when David, under the inspiration of God, says, the Lord is my shepherd, he concluded, he says, I shall not lack. Why? The Lord will protect, the Lord will provide, and the Lord will direct. The Lord will direct me to my abundance. When I get there and the enemy wants to come, the Lord will protect. Did you get it? And the Lord will provide direction, protection, provision. Ask your neighbor, have you made him your shepherd? What kind of shepherd is this, the Lord? We just read it, John 10, 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life, for the sheep. That is the kind of God that we have. God is saying that if he gets to it, If he gets to it, let them take me. He proved that. He proved that already. He went to the cross and died and said, leave them alone. I stand for them. The good shepherd. What kind of shepherd is he? He's the great shepherd. What kind of shepherd is he? He's the chief shepherd. What kind of shepherd is he? He's the shepherd that knows you personally, individually, and cares for you. Like I said, they say that we're about 7 billion on the face of the earth right now, statistics. Also, they say that we that are Christians are over 2.6 billion. That is from Wikipedia. But can I tell you the truth? We are not 2.6 billion to God. We are not 2.6 billion to Jesus. He died for us individually, personally. He died for Bola. He died for Inka. He died for Sarah. He died for Patricia. He died for Yusuf. One on one. And if you were the only one on the earth, he would still have died for you. Somebody clap unto the Lord. Clap unto the Lord. So he's the good shepherd, the great shepherd, the chief shepherd that knows us individually and cares for us. He cares for us. Cares for us. He cares for us. Isaiah 49, 15. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely then be forget. Yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. God knows us one on one and cares for us deeply. I want you to close your eyes and say, God, thank you for caring for me personally, individually. And so anytime you sit down and say, nobody knows me, you are breaking his heart. Anytime you sit down and say, nobody cares for me, you are breaking his heart. God cares for you. God is not that wicked husband. God is not that callous wife. God is not that wicked boss. No, God is different. He's a loving God. He loves you. Psalm 131 verse 1, oh Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thoughts are far off. You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. What kind of shepherd is this? It's the shepherd that knows you individually, personally, and he cares for you. He's a good shepherd. And so if the Lord is our shepherd, how do we maximize the blessings of his shepherding? How? Number one, admit that you are limited. Admit that you are insufficient. And then let him be your own personal shepherd. In order for you to maximize the blessings of God's shepherding, you must come to a place where you admit your insufficiency. Admit that you are not enough. He says, without me, you can do nothing. Don't you ever think that it's because you went to Harvard? Don't you ever think that it's because your father bought lands in Abuja in the early days? Don't you ever think it's because you are connected to the big boys in the political parties that is reigning in the day? No, 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 no. You want him to be your shepherd. Admit that you are insufficient. By yourselves, you are limited. And then let him be your personal shepherd. Did you notice there? I said let. Let. You have to allow him. After you admit that you are not sufficient in yourself, then you allow him to be your personal shepherd. The Bible says, the meek, he will guide in judgment. Psalm 25 verse 5, the NLT says, he leads the humble in doing right, teaching them his way. You want him to be your personal shepherd, to guide and direct you. Be humble. Be humble. There's a lot of pride. There's a lot of pride, even in the body of Christ. A lot of lies. Do you know who I am? I am this. I am that. I am this. I am that. I made first class in primary school. I made first class in secondary school. In the university, I made first class. I don't know when they started making first class in primary school, but they made it. They made it. And they go about bugging, not knowing or not admitting that everything they are and everything they have, it's God that gave them. It's God that gave them. It's God that gave them. You want God to be your shepherd in these uncertain times. Be humble. Admit that you are insufficient. Admit that you are not enough. Don't trust yourself. Don't trust yourself. Let him lead you. 2 Corinthians 3:5. Not that we are sufficiently qualified in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency and qualification comes from God. That's the Amplified. And so if you admit that you are insufficient, and you admit that you are not enough, and you can't do anything without him, then you are now qualified to ask him for guidance and for direction. And so the man who wrote this psalm, King David, great man, do you know he never lost a war? Not one. Never lost one war. But let me show you his secret. He admitted that he was insufficient, and because of that, he always asked God in humility to help him. 1 Samuel 38. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail recover us. If it's some of us with your war records, you don't need to ask God. You just pursue straight. And then pursue and go and enter ambush. Then you come back and say, God didn't lead you. No. If the Lord is going to be your shepherd at all times, you must stop and ask, should I go? Should I marry her? Should I take this job? Should I do this? Should I do this? And wait. Wait for him to answer. Don't be in a rush exaggerating delays. Christians, we exaggerate delays. Everything is a delay. Once something is not coming, it's a delay. And then we go to break the powers that enforces delays. No, sometimes God wants for you to mature before you get it. Admit that by yourself and in yourself you are insufficient. Then let him be your personal. This, I don't like the way the time is doing this morning. Number two, know him. Know him. Know him. Know his voice. And please be open to supernatural encounters. Know him. Know his voice. If the Lord is going to be your shepherd, you better know him. I have met Christians who said, the Lord told me. I prayed. I did this. When you begin to cross-check everything they have said with the written manual, you see that there was an error. Know him personally. This is one strength of Family Worship Center. We are not a church that encourages you to know the pastor. It is good to know your pastor, but in fact, you want to choose one. Choose knowing God. Choose knowing God. Choose knowing God. Pursue the knowledge of God for yourself. For yourself. For yourself. Let him who boasts not boast in his education. Let him who boasts not boast in his bank account. Let him who boasts all glory, not glory in his wisdom. But if he must boast, let him boast that he knows the Lord and understands the Lord. It is time to know the Lord for yourself. If you know the Lord for yourself, you watch TV and whatever is happening on TV will not shake you. If you know the Lord for yourself, you see an alert and the alert will not bother you. If you know the Lord for yourself, that lab will not threaten you. You go to the lab, whatever results that comes out, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Know him. Know his voice. Because in this day and time, he'll be speaking. He'll be speaking. Know his voice so that you are not deceived. If you know him and a voice comes like his voice, because you know him, if it's not his voice, you say, why is this voice sounding like the voice of Jacob? But it is the voice of glory to God. Say, I will pursue his knowledge. So know him, know his voice, and be open to supernatural encounter. Know him so that you will never be deceived by the voice of your fears. Know him so that you will never be deceived by the voice of your desires. Know him and know his voice so that you will never be deceived by the voice of your needs. I want you to know that a lot of us are deceived by the voice of our fears and thought that we have heard God, but you are hearing your fear. You are hearing the voice of your worry. You are hearing the voice of your needs. We must know him and separate his voice from the voice of fear, the voice of desire. You like the man too much. Every time his mustache is trimmed, hairline cute, voice velvet. And so now you are praying. You can't hear anything. The only thing you are hearing is he will put the solitary in families. That's all you are hearing. He got it. 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 We must know him to know his voice, so that if any other voice comes that sounds like his voice, because we know him, we will not be deceived. How come many pastors prophesy different things from one God? Is God a Confucianist? So you can be deceived. No matter how anointed you are, your needs are powerful. Your fears are powerful. Your desires are powerful. And they have a voice. And so if you are not careful, you can hear their voice and think you have heard God. That will not be our portion in this time. Money has a voice. When money begins to speak, if you are not careful, the decision you make will be in line with his voice, not with God. Pain has a voice. Pain has a voice. You are in that marriage. The pain is saying, move out, move out, move out, move out. But you have not asked God, is there a future here? No, all you are hearing is move out, and you move out immediately. You forgot that most times, good days come after trouble. Ask God, know him, know his voice. Glory to God. John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice. And I know them, and they follow me. Isaiah 30:21, and thy ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand, and when you turn to the left. John 16:13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself. The Spirit speaks. But whatsoever he shall hear, that he shall speak, and he will show you things to come. Know the Spirit, know God, know God. Open yourself to supernatural encounters. Now, we started the series at the Friday prayer meeting. Hear me, I keep begging you to come to Friday prayer meeting. The things we are teaching there are inspired by God. It will make a giant of you. We are on a series now titled Hearing God. Hearing God. You must come. Come to Friday prayer meeting. And if for any reason, sincerely, you cannot come, go online and make sure you follow. If you are a member of this church, this is how God operates with local assembly. If you are a sincere, dedicated member of this church, all the food you need for your nourishment, God will pass it to you here. That is why I say be planted. Why? Because where you are planted, you bring your supplies. And so in order to receive all that is on this house for you, all the meetings, try and be there. Something will get to you. So be at Friday prayer meeting. Now we are doing a powerful series, Hearing God. Once your ear opens, that's it. Once you can understand his voice, that's it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Be open to supernatural encounters. That will come too on Fridays. Dreams and visions, they are powerful. Not the one that goat is chasing you. That's not the kind of dreams I'm talking about. No. Any goat is chasing you in the dream, get up and cancel all the goats in the city. Just kill all the goats in the city at once. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number three, trust him. Tell your neighbor, trust him. This one is heavy. Say, trust him. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord, for he shall be. The man that trusts the Lord shall be. The woman that trusts the Lord shall be. The family that trusts the Lord shall be. A tree planted by the waters, spread its roots by the river, will not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be green. Do not be anxious in the year of drought. And it will not cease from yielding fruit. If you trust God, no matter what happens, you'll be yielding fruit. When we say to trust, what do we mean? To trust means to see God as reliable, as truthful, and as having the ultimate ability. So when we say we trust God, you are saying, I believe that God is reliable, he is truthful, and he has the ability. To trust God means to have confidence in God. And that assurance, confidence, leads to action. So I trust God. Because I trust God, I do this. If I trust God that he will take care of me, then I stop worrying. Are you hearing? Confidence, assurance that leads to action. Because I trust God that he will protect me, then fear goes. Glory to God. If he's going to be your shepherd, you must trust him. You must trust him. Why should you trust him? He's reliable. Why should you trust him? He is dependable. Why should you trust him? He never lies. Why should you trust him? He's all powerful. Why should you trust him? Because he never abandons. He never abandons. Somebody has these kinds of quality. Why won't you trust him? The person loves you. You are sure that they love you. You are sure that they are dependable. You are sure that they are all powerful. Why won't you trust them? If I find anybody that is trustworthy, that is all powerful, that I'm not in doubt of their love for me, why won't I trust them? We have trusted all kinds of things. It's time to trust God. Some of us trust our GPS and Google Map more than God. Trust God. I learned a lesson many years ago. I left my family in Abingdon, Maryland. And I had a flight to catch from Washington Dulles Airport. And I had a rented car. And it was a morning flight, about 4:30, 5 a.m. flight. And I didn't know the road. All I did was to punch in Washington Dulles. 1 hour 35, 1 hour 45 minutes. In the dark, I entered the car, kicked the car, and followed. Turn left, I turned left. Turn right, I turned right. Take the right ramp, I took the right ramp. Turn at the next intersection. 1 hour 45 minutes, I arrived at the airport. And the Holy Spirit said, if you can trust this, why won't you trust me? He knows the road to your destinies. Can I tell you something interesting? Once in a while, he will say, that other road is blocked. Take right. The Holy Spirit knows where you are going. He knows the enemies that have positioned themselves. He will tell you, turn right. Why? To avoid the checkpoints here. Turn right. Why? To avoid the valleys here. Turn right. Why? To avoid the wolves here. Should we not trust this kind of God? If we are going to allow him to be our shepherd, we must trust him. Oh boy, see time. Why should we not trust him? Matthew 10:29. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin? And not one of them falls to the ground apart from your father's will. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. Two sparrows are sold for four copper coins. If you buy four of them, they throw one as jara. That's how cheap sparrows are. But the Bible says God cares for them and dresses them. We are of much more value. It is time to trust the Lord. Why should we trust him? Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. The reason I love Christianity is that Christianity is truth. We are the righteous. And then he told us that there will be afflictions. But there was a clause. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But, somebody shout, but. The Lord. Say the Lord. Who is the shepherd? Who did we say is the shepherd? The Lord is my shepherd. Who is delivering here? The Lord. The Lord delivers him from out of them all. And finally, if you have admitted that you are insufficient, and you have admitted that you want him to lead you, and you are trusting him, and you are following him, And you are doing all of these things. And you now know his voice. And you are now yielded to his voice. Then, if you want the leading and the guiding to produce protection, to produce abundant provision, and to produce divine guidance, then you must decide to obey him. Tell your neighbor, obey him. Tell the other one, obey him and leave the consequences to him. Tell the other one, obey him promptly and totally. To obey God means you submit yourself to his authority and come under his authority. You don't question him. You yield yourself to his authority. If he says go, you say go. If he says sit, you say sit. If he says jump, you say how high. You have come under his authority. You will not choose your feeling above what he says. You will not choose your pain above what he says. You will not choose your desires above what he says. You obey him. You become a doer of the word, a word practitioner. Isaiah 1:19. If you are willing and obedient, then I will lead you to the good of the land. You will eat the good of the land. You will drive the good of the land. You will wear the good of the land. You will live in the good of the land. But the caveat is, you must be willing and obedient. This is not the partisan one. This is Bible. This is Bible. This is Bible. Job 36:11. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Can you hear the promise from a God that doesn't matter? Family Worship Center. The just shall live by faith. But if you are going to see divine direction, if you are going to see divine provision, and if you are going to expect and receive divine protection, the Lord must be your shepherd. Admit that you are insufficient of yourself and let him lead you. Know him, know his voice, and be open to supernatural encounters. Trust him. With all of your heart, throw your weight on him and decide to obey him. Let's stand on our feet. Clap, 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 clap. The Lord is my shepherd. GPS take us to where we don't know. The Lord is more than GPS. The Lord is more than GPS. Can you pray for yourself briefly? Let's pray briefly. Let's pray briefly. Pray for yourself. Pray these things upon yourself. Father, I don't want it to be just a statement from my mouth. I want to be my life experience. I want you to be my shepherd. 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 Now, the shepherd will correct. And sometimes his correction can be painful. You have seen this lady that you really, really like. And the shepherd said, no, he's not the one. It will be painful. But you have to honor the shepherd. You have received this job application appointment. The appointment is good. The salary is good. The pegs are good. Everything about the appointment is good. But the shepherd may say, this is not good for you. There is something the shepherd has seen. The shepherd can see tomorrow. Can see tomorrow. Can see tomorrow. Pray for grace to trust the shepherd. Pray for grace to trust the shepherd. You will be tested. Ask for grace to trust him always. Ask for grace to trust him always. Ask for grace to trust him always. Listen to me, why you must trust the shepherd. Let me tell you why you must trust the shepherd. In John 10, where we read, in verse 4, it says, and when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them. When he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them. The shepherds in Australia, they don't know much. They are too technological. So the mortality rate of their sheep is plenty. The shepherds in Australia. You know why, Pastor Reggie? They drive from the back. The shepherds in Australia. They lead their sheep from the back. But the good shepherd says, when I bring out my sheep, I go before them. Why is he carrying the shepherd's staff? Snakes and serpents. As the sheep is coming, he kills snakes and serpents. Kills snakes and serpents. Sees a strange hole, tells the sheep to wait until he addresses it. He's not driving from the back. He is before. You are concerned about tomorrow. God is in tomorrow already. You are concerned about next year. God is in next year already. You are concerned about your children's school fees for university. God is there already. Trust him today. He is the good shepherd. Can we pray? Can we pray? Grace to trust you. Grace to trust you. Grace to trust you. Grace to trust you. How do I know I have trusted you? Fears will disappear. Faith will rise. And with faith I will please you. Give him praise and be seated. Give him praise and be seated. Give him praise and be seated.
Thank you for listening to this message. You will be blessed when you do the things that you have heard. You can make a brand new start in life by becoming a child of God. It's as easy as believing in your heart as you say the following prayer. Jesus, I thank you for dying for me. Jesus, come into my heart today and be my Lord and Savior. I declare right now that I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations if you just said that prayer. It is important that you join a Bible-believing church immediately so that you grow in knowing Christ. We would love to have you visit our church in Abuja, Nigeria. For more information about this ministry, you can visit our website at www.fwcabuja.org. God bless you.
Family Worship Center. We care.